Opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hi, everyone. This is Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We are going live for the second time now on Facebook so that you can enjoy the dragons and be able to see them. I am the founder of The Truth is Funny and also the creative inspiration behind Tales from the Vector, which is an oracle that I've been working on for 12 years now. I'm happy to say I am, it's 64 cards to do. And these are very large paintings. This one here I changed for you today from last week. This one is, our dragon card is sexuality. And that dragon is from Russia, from the rural mountains. And he is our performance dragon. He is about DNA and about, being able to really be 100% there in everything. He's famously in this deck known as being the dragon that was the most fierce of them all and protected all of the other dragons with his fierce nature. So what we're doing today is we're just going to have no guest on the show today other than the dragons and possibly Stellafant, my little cat. She loves to be here. I don't know. She hasn't showed up yet and Pearl may show up. She was here earlier. You can also find Karen Betton from Unlimited Living. And she is hosting the show every third Wednesday of the month, except for this month. She will be hosting next week because she had a previous engagement. And so what I'd like to talk about today on the show is we were just out at the, it's been a very, very busy time for me. And I apologize to those of you who I haven't been on social media much. I'm not really apologizing for it. I've been had two back-to-back seminars weekends, and also we were out at the Holistic Fair on Sunday. So it's been a really, really, really busy 10 days, but I will post all those pictures as I have time. Maybe tomorrow I figured I'll get caught up. I've been out busy in my garden also, enjoying all the beautiful weather here in the Okanagan. We've had 32 degree heat here. And so it's been hot, hot, hot. And so today, what I wanted to talk about, because at the Holistic Fair, there was the air conditioning went down, for one thing, and it was so hot in there. But there were so many people that chose this card, which is the card of attachment. Now, this is from the Karmic Spaces. So this card, attachment, is a card that I saw, I painted after I was in ayahuasca ceremony in Peru. And it was a little spider it was a big spider that crawled right on my chest just as the lights were going out. And I said, please be very gentle because I'm kind of scared of spiders. And she reminded me that, her name is Charlotte. And she reminded me that when I was a little girl, I read Charlotte's Web and it was my favorite book. And then she said, your mother It's her middle name. And she had a little tinkly, glassy voice. And she said, I said, but I feel so bad about always like knocking your webs down and ruining your homes. And she said, us spiders don't mind that. We just spin another web even more beautiful than the last. And I thought that was pretty good advice. This card is from my deck, and it is part of the tactics in the deck. The tactics are, the karmic spaces. This is one of the 11 karmic spaces identified by Majaya Sati Bhagavati. And so this karmic space is attachment. And so karma is just cause and effect. And so it's not good or bad or positive or negative. It does have a major effect on us. And when we come in on this planet, our job is to resolve karma. And unfortunately, one of the things about karma is you don't remember who you have karma with or what the karma is. And so as we get to this place, we are, the attachment is like the karma, all the karma is rolled into one. Because if you become attached to something, like people, lovers, children, houses, countries, money, these things, when we become very attached to them, tend to bring us into a state where we really, really want to hold on. And if we feel that we're losing that, quite often people will really go weak energetically. So the karmic space of attachment is kind of all of them rolled into one. And because once you get attached, then you have a tendency to abuse power because you need to hang on to this. And when you're hanging on to it, then you're being abusive, then you need to be right about it because you can't be wrong when you're being abusive or else it's abusive. So this card is like one that almost every, like we'll lay the cards out at the holistic fair. And people will be walking by and we'll just ask them, choose a card and we'll give you an idea maybe about what, you know, think about what it is that you want to resolve here and or what you would like to enjoy. And we will, be able to read it faster, doing the energy work because we will be able to, because these cards, I've been working on them so intimately for 12 years, they speed everything up. But when we lay these cards out and we'll bury them underneath each other and people can pick whatever they want, about 30 out of 50 people chose this card. And this happens typically at every holistic fair. And the reason for that is because we have a collective influence here. And so human beings, you're not a human being with a soul. You're a soul that's traveling in a human body. And this is your vehicle to be able to navigate and experience and enjoy life on planet Earth. So, you know, a lot of people, when they're asked, you know, who they are, they'll reply with what they do. So you're called a human being, not a human doing, for good reason. And so this is important to recognize that we have to take the time to be able to become clear within ourselves, so that we can navigate through life and make really strong choices. The best way that I've ever found to do that is when I was given the gift of understanding energetically the quantum physics. I went and studied with Nassim Haramein at the Resonance Project Foundation back when it was called that, to try and understand, because they say we're all connected, but how is that possible? And so I went and studied about that. I've done a lot of quantum energy work for 15 years now. And what I've recognized is, although it's not necessary for people to really understand what the issue is, you can energetically clear things without really understanding or getting involved in the story. But what I found over the years, as I've taught seminars all around the world, is that people have a tendency to want to understand. And once they have that understanding of how it works, it satisfies the logical part of the brain and allows people to be a little bit more open to allowing their feeling. So energy work is not done through thinking. Energy work is done through feeling. And so very important also to recognize that when you have a question, the question is just as important as the answer. Because if you ask the right question, or not so much the right question, but the question that's the most pertinent, then you can go inward and you can find that answer within your, you know, within yourself. And you can start, I teach people how to identify the leading energetic, or not necessarily even the leading energetic weakness, but to be able to identify what it is that they're actually weak to, and then to shift that energetically on the using the hard drive of our computer. We're built like a binary computer with one of two choices. We can either go weak or strong to, and when I say weak, I don't mean like a weak person. This is more like energetically, the energy drops when people are not in alignment with what they're saying or doing or about to say or do. So the best way is to take that split second before you go ahead and make a choice, is to look inward. Anyone can do this. I've taught this to thousands of people around the world. And, you know, I've been providing this radio show for 6 years now so that people can call in and, you know, feel what it's like to actually experience the instant relief that neutrality can bring. I just forgot to say you can call in 1-800-930-2819. And I'm doing free 3-card readings on the radio show here today. I love doing the consultations this way, because it speeds it up and we can get through more callers. So 1-800-930-2819, if you would love to have a free energetic reading with the cards. And I just want to explain a little bit about how these cards actually work, and which we'll do when we come back after this short break. We'll be right back.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L, on the Tracy L Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen. And we are doing live on Facebook with Tales from the Vector for the second time. On this radio show, the first Wednesday of every month, I'm going to be featuring my dragon oracle. I'm so excited to say that I've been working on this for 12 years now. And it generally takes me about 6 months to do a painting because they're very large and I put a lot of crystal energies in them. I have my master's in crystallogy. And so there's actually Swarovski crystals on the originals and other crystals and the energy painted in. And so as each of these dragons was being comes to me, what I do is I kind of see a vision in my head of what they're going to end up looking like. And I just keep painting until I get them to that point when they're done. And I've noticed over the years that I cannot make a dragon show up when I want it to. And I can't, they won't leave me alone when they want to be, when they're ready to be painted. And so it's been a lot of fun for me doing it. And they each come with their story. And I'm so excited right now because I started writing the actual oracle. An oracle is different from a tarot. An oracle is like there's not a set certain specific cards. An oracle is just it can have any amount of cards, and usually it will be about regarding a certain thing. Mine happens to be these dragons from the Intergalactic Federation of Light. They came to me back in the very first one. Ange came back, came to me just as I was doing. I was really in traveling around a lot and studying a lot about how remote healing works, how we can use quantum physics to speed it up, and how, you know, I have my teacher certificate also in psychosomatic therapy, which is the study of what happens to the body as the emotions, what the effect that the emotions have on our physical body. And even as a young baby in the womb, the emotions that the mother has, because the container of the womb is watery, and water is about emotions. And so these emotions will have an effect. So all of this information and all of the studying that I did, I've done so many different modalities, et cetera. And I've put it back all together now in a program that I call Call to Dance. And I completed the foundation for that program. And back in September of 2018, there's 17 now, what we call official modern day dragon sayers, and that have completed the foundation of my program, Call to Dance. And the manuals are coloring books like the I'll show you that. I didn't put one here with me. And next show, I'll talk more about the manuals maybe and give people a view of them. So I've been putting all this energy into these paintings. And so generally they take about 6 months for me to complete. The longest one took 3 years and that was Courage at the solar plexus. So, you know, we do have a caller here, Carter. Can you please put the caller on and we'll see what comes up with the cards for you.
Yep, we have Joey from Kelowna. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Joey.
Good morning, Colette.
You don't sound like you're from Kelowna.
No, I'm from South Africa.
Welcome to Kelowna.
Thank you very much. It's a lovely, lovely city.
Oh, I just love it here.
Of the world.
I feel like part of the journey when I was traveling back and forth across Canada doing seminars, I was looking for where I wanted to live. And I was going back and forth all the way from Vancouver all the way out to Quebec. So in Ottawa, and so I in Toronto, and you know, in the prairies, and I just love it here. It's, for me, this is so special. And we do have, you know, our own water dragon here, Ogopogo. And actually, I'm actually painting her right now. She's going to be the synchronicity dragon in the deck. But I would like to find out what I can do for you today. I would like you to, you know, if you have something I can empower you with, and then we'll pull three cards and we'll see what they have to say too.
Thank you. I've gone through the last 10 years through a traumatic time in my marriage. And my husband, who is a very gentle, loving man, changed and went to his true identity. And I've been holding on, and but he, you know, it's pulled our whole family life apart. He's really being gay. He's, and at the age of 75, he did it the wrong way, and he was frustrated, and he met up with young guys and who really used him, unfortunately, and it's broken up our whole family. And
so when you, so when you get in touch with that, because this is a very loaded thing, but I, there's a lot of information coming into me right now, but I like to get a baseline from people just so that we can track our progress. Like, so I'll ask people on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being hair on fire, press the panic button, and 0 being, hey, I'm cool as a cucumber, totally neutral. Where are you on that scale right now?
I am sorted. I would say I'm at 5.
Yeah, I'm getting your kind of like what your situation is, like you're caught in the middle. And what's coming up is at 75, many, many people go weak because just of the age. And a big part of that is because, you know, you've been on the planet now for 3/4 of a century. And so people tend to go weak to that age when they're turning 75. They tend to have maybe like what you're talking about, like almost, you know, they'll call it a midlife crisis around 50. Well, it's also another one around 75. And actually, people have a tendency to also have them at 25. Quarter century, half century, 3/4 century, and century. So we're just going to strengthen him. How is his health?
My husband's health.
Yeah.
My health. My health.
Yeah. His.
My health is fine. My health is fine.
No, yeah, yours, but what about his? Is he healthy?
No, he's not healthy. He's not healthy at all.
Because that's what's coming up. And what age, is he 75 now, or he was 75
when
this happened?
He's 78. He's 78. He's going on 79. I'm 75.
Yeah. Okay. So that's what's coming up, is his, he's weak to his age again. And I'm just going to explain this to people, that at the, when people come to the end of a decade, like 29, 39, 49, 59, quite often they'll go really weak to turning like, you know, 80 or 70 or 60. So what happens is people have a tendency to go weak to that and go to the end of the next decade, and they can really age themselves a lot. And so what's coming up for him is, this is coming up on many levels, like for your family. What we would do in, you know, on an, in an energetic session, is I make relationship circles between him and you first and foremost, and just strengthening the relationship. That so everything that you loved about him, everything you didn't love about him, we're just going to strengthen you to that. Everything you like about him, everything you don't like about him, and we're just going to strengthen all of this for you. That you can, that there's no need for you to suffer a struggle. There's no need for you to repeat any karma. This is coming up very common for people right now, because we're moving out of the age of Pisces, and he's an older man. And in some ways, if you look at the situation, on some level, he was really strong to doing what he was doing. He wanted to have that experience. And so if we don't judge the experience as good or bad or positive or negative, and we just say this man had an experience, and in some ways it's really a very good thing that he was able to do this for himself, because it was something that it was kind of like he didn't want to die without really understanding who he was, is what's coming up. And so we're just going to strengthen him to that. But it's moving into this age of Aquarius. It's a lot more gender free than than before. And so this is a man like this. What you're describing is kind of what a lot of people are going through right now, because the Piscean energy is very kind of authority, male, fatherly, you know, that kind of energy, old man energy. And the Aquarian energy is very light and airy. And so a lot of people feel like they're a fish out of water right now. And so we're just going to strengthen him to his identity and you to your identity. And that there's no need for, like, because what's happening is every time you think about him, I can feel your energy drop when you say his name. I can feel your energy drop when you think about the accumulated and associated negative associations that are with this. And so there's a lot here. There's a lot here, and I know this will sound very funny to you, that don't take it personally. Now, the card that I just picked is the Raw card, Degradation, which is of water, and Pride. And so, these three cards are, I'm just checking here, that I'm not running out of time. I'm correcting, shifting energy as I speak, and also on video and on radio. So it's a little bit weird for me. I'm getting used to it. So this is the Raw card. This is the card that you would put in the center of your home to boost all the energy, all the love, everything. And this is actually a vision I had in ayahuasca ceremony, that of a solar flare. And so a lot of people are aware of the effect that the moon has on us and the other planets. But so the sun, when there's a lot of solar flares, it will also cause people to be a little bit a little bit more erratic. We have to go to a short break now, but what I'll do is when we come back, I'll explain the other two cards and I'll check in with you. Can you hold on till we come for a break, Jody?
Yes, I will.
All right, cool. I just want to check in with you. Has your number dropped at all yet?
Has my?
Yeah, like when you get in touch with how you feel right now, your number was at 5. Does it feel like it's dropping lower yet? When you think about your situation.
You know, I do.
Yeah.
I would say, I'm sorry I didn't speak to you long ago, because I would say I'm at 3.
Awesome. I got you were at 3 too. We have to go for a quick break here. This is Colette Marie Stephan. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. When we come back, we're going to check in with Jody. She's down to 3 now. This is good. We'll see if we can get to 0. We'll be right back.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Our angels and animals are always working for and around us. Darcy Pariso knew from an early age she felt this incredible presence that was confirmed for her in a Reiki Level 1 course. From then on, she has honed her skills and dedicated her talents to providing answers, inspiration, and tools for people to move past limiting blocks and past traumas to truly live a life of happiness. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
If you have been struggling with fear and anxiety, you know how debilitating these emotions can be. You constantly doubt yourself, you can't make decisions, and feel more and more insecure and stuck. Dr. Friedman Schaub's book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, will provide you with the insights and tools to break through these challenges. Through a step-by-step process, Dr. Schaub explains how to resolve the subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety and build a strong foundation of inner peace and confidence. Visit www.thefearandanxietysolution.com and get your copy now.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedman Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Have you ever wondered how you might feel differently if the books were full of her instead of him? What if your history lesson was filled with powerful women leaders and rulers? As a woman, would you feel more empowered? As a man, would you see women differently? I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on my radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I hope to see you there.
You are listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen. And if you're watching live on Facebook, hi, it's me. I'm starting to get used to doing the radio show live on Facebook and enjoying it more as I get more acclimatized to it. You can reach me on social media at The Truth is Funny with Colette on Facebook, Instagram, etc. And also you can reach me at Energetic Upgrade Canada, if you prefer that, and you can reach me at on social media, also at Tales from the Vector, and also I have Tales from the Vector and Be Irresistible, because I have my Be Irresistible Telespas. I actually have one tomorrow night. You can still sign up for that if you want to check that out at thetruthisfunny.com. And I'm also a bee ambassador for Border Free Bees. And so Border Free Bees made a nectar trail here in the city. They were 2 years ago, I was part of that trail. And I'm still working on, I have 150 feet of clematis and ivy and all sorts of beautiful flowers growing to help the bees in their journey here. We're losing too many bees on the planet. It's so I mention them on every show. In the Okanagan alone, there's 400 species. 398 of them live in the ground. I did not know this. I thought bees lived in hives. And so we want to be careful of how we dig up the ground and how early we do it, because the bees are all hibernating in the ground until it gets warm enough and they can go off. They need the dandelions first. That's their first food. And so I make sure I leave some dandelions and some other plants so that they can travel through them and have a bit of nectar that way. And then I pull those out once the other flowers come. So just mentioning that for the bees, I like to buzz. We have Joey on the call here on the show. And I would just like to check in with you, Jody. You were out of three when we left. You had a lot going on with your husband. I just wanted to check in with you now. What's your number now? Is it the same or different?
I would say 1.5.
Right. Okay. So what I was working on, the other cards that came up, this one here is it's a tactic that Edward Snowden, who worked for the CIA and FBI, and now he lives in Russia, identified these tactics that the government uses. But we are the government, so we tend to use them on each other. And this one is degradation. And this is about degradation of water, and in particular, like degradation of the planet, degradation of a human being. And this one here is the karmic space of pride. And so you see Cecil the Lion here. He was killed in a park. And normally what would happen is all of his pride would have been slaughtered, all the cubs, by the next male that came in. That was Jericho. Jericho didn't slaughter the cubs. He protected them. And this is a beautiful thing that happened. The story didn't end quite as beautifully in the end, but for now we'll just stick with this. So pride, pride is a karmic space where if people think that become too confident or they feel like they're there's quite often a problem with arrogance and confidence when it comes to pride. And so a lot of times when people appear to be really arrogant, they're really, really scared. And I just want to say this about your husband. I know it was a very challenging situation for you and your children, but what I was working on is to delete the karma for all of you here. Because in many ways, this is one of the bravest men that this was such a brave thing for him to do in many ways. And I get that he didn't necessarily do it in a perfect way, because, you know, I'm getting it was very challenging for him. But for a man at that age to decide, because as we get closer to our death or our perceived death, what happens is quite often we want to be ourselves and we want to be able to say, I did it. And so this has, I know it sounds really strange, but you and your children do not need to take this personally at all. I'm getting, the whole planet is shifting in this way, as I said. And in many ways, this man did a very, very brave thing by just stepping up and being authentic within himself at that age under the social upbringing that he had and the cultural and all of that. I'm getting it was not an easy choice for him. And so we're just going to strengthen him and send him lots and lots and lots and lots of love from our hearts, plug into our hearts and shift him energetically, that, you know, he could enjoy his family still and that his family could still enjoy him. Where are you at now, Joey?
I'm fine. I'm absolutely fine.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you really. Very much. Thank you.
Oh, Kelly. You're very, thank very you welcome. Much. And, you know, enjoy the beautiful weather here today.
Thank you so much.
All thank right. You, Carter, we have another caller, it looks like. We have a few, actually, so I'm going to see if I can move through them faster.
We have Barb from Edmonton. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Colette.
Hey, beautiful. How are you?
How are you?
Very good. Very good. I survived two back-to-back weekend seminars, a holistic fair, and I've been out pruning trees now.
I want to say thank you for, I redid the layer two with you, and that was just awesome. I felt
oh,
so
my
great
goodness,
after.
We had so much fun. We cleared so much energy.
Oh, I tell you, it was probably the best one yet.
Yeah.
Well,
Well, it's really interesting because every single seminar is different because of the people that show up. Because, you know, when I do seminars, what I get people to do is send me what it is that they want to accomplish this weekend. And and the reason I do that is because I want to focus on the people that are there. That's why I'm teaching smaller seminars now. I'm not teaching, I'm hosting smaller seminars now because I want to really, you know, get results for people and like really have people have a deeper understanding of all the beautiful things that you can do. And it was so cool, wasn't it?
It was great.
Like, look at like there was at that last demo, I think there was five people in the audience that either wanted to buy or sell a house. And every single one of them has bought and sold or bought and sold more than one house. We had contractors that actually sold two houses and they sold one that they hadn't even started working on yet. Because the person that came to look at the first one wanted a smaller one, but liked their work so much. This is what's great. So beautiful about the seminars, you know? There something that you would like to work on today? Like, is there an issue that you would like to clear or?
This time of year is, because I do teach all my different classes, and this time of year where I contract myself out, they're all asking what I want to do for next year and planning. Mm-hmm. And I always want to leave room for some shift to happen.
Good idea.
So I worked on, I feel a lot better since layer two. You know, I just feel a lot calmer about it, but I just wondering if there's...
I have some good words of advice for you, but we're going to have to go to a break in a couple minutes or a minute or so here. So I would just like to get a number on that scale from you, 0 to 10, 10 being the worst, 0 being the best or neutral,
a 5, I would say.
A 5. So you're in the middle too. See, a lot of people are feeling caught in the middle right now. So one thing that I can tell you is in the past, I sometimes would be concerned because... You know, I wrote a book and it's 4 years old now and I've got these manuals and that's why I'm not developing a modality. I'm just sharing information with people. And as I share it, if I get better information, I upgrade it. I don't care. I'll just keep doing it because my goal is to be the best version of me and bring out the best program I can. If I have to keep changing it because it keeps getting better, that's a good thing. So I just want to leave that with you. And we're going to have to go for a short break here. This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be right back after this short break.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah! Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
You said forever. You said always. Now you know things have changed and going back is not an option. It's sudden, devastating, and is like taking a leap of faith. Tune in to From Two to You, Thriving After Divorce Radio, as Sarah Luz, empowerment coach and spiritual mentor, reminds you to have faith in yourself. Tune in every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific and listen as Sarah encourages you to leave negative stories in the past and move forward. We all need a friend. When I do becomes I can't. Let Sarah help as life takes you in a new direction. Leave the guilt and doubt in the past, step into the spotlight, and show the world who you are. To find out more about Sarah Luz, visit saraluz.com.
If you have been struggling with fear and anxiety, you know how debilitating these emotions can be. You constantly doubt yourself, you can't make decisions, and feel more and more insecure and stuck. Dr. Friedman Schaub's book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, will provide you with the insights and tools to break through these challenges. Through a step-by-step process, Dr. Schaub explains how to resolve the subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety and build a strong foundation of inner peace and confidence. Visit www.thefearandanxietysolution.com and get your copy now.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedemann Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And if you're, we're also live on Facebook, if you want to see this after or you're watching now. We are talking to Barb. Barb called in and she was at about a number 5 on the scale. She wants to do something different with her work, but isn't quite sure what it is yet. And people are asking her what it is she's going to be doing. Is that the issue, Barb?
Yes, correct. Yeah.
Okay, so they don't need to know what you're doing. You don't need to know what you're doing right now. You can make a choice to get back to them in a week, or you can make a choice to say, I'm going to do what I did last year while you're developing what you really want. The cards that came up, this one is transition. So transition came up a lot at the last 2 holistic fairs. Oh my goodness. I had so many clients lose a loved one. I had one lady who her friend had a heart attack and was not found for 25 minutes, they think. And so of course, when they brought her back, then no one in the family was there. So she has a friend that was the one to make the choice whether or not the doctors wanted her to pull the plug on this woman. And she wasn't strong to dying, so it took about 2 weeks, but she woke up, and the doctor, she even knew the doctor's first name. So this is something, you know, that with energy work, you can actually test that if someone is going to go through a transition, whether they're strong to living well or dying well or not living well. So a lot of times when people are in a situation where they are making a big transition, and this is one that you're thinking about doing, because what is it that you do?
Well, I teach fitness classes and Zumba, so I'm a dance and fitness instructor, but I also enjoy my energy work, and I mm-hmm. have a teaching degree as well. So,
yeah, so I'm getting that you're going to combine these 3 things mm-hmm. in a beautiful way, and that a lot of what you're doing now for the other people that you've been working for all this time is mm-hmm. if you're teaching that in the same way you were before, what's coming up is that while you're doing that, you're going to be developing your new program. So okay. instead of feeling bad because you're doing the same old thing again, recognize that no, you're not. What you're doing is you're going in there now fresh, and we're going to strengthen this to be like a blank canvas for you. But you're just going to go in there and you're going to use that time with all of these students, and you have some that you've been with for a very long time.
Yes.
And do they tell you when they leave your dance class, what do they tell you?
They always feel better.
Yeah. And that's the homeostasis card. This is there's some dragonflies in the deck also. And this one is our temple of the soul. So what you're teaching people really is how to move their bodies in a beautiful way. And this is the distraction card. This is another tactic. So it's more like disruption, actually, not distraction, but this is about the holidays. And I'm getting for the summer right now, would be a good time, you know, for you to chill out and just, you know, let things come to you. And just okay. let yourself look at things from a different perspective and feel your way through it. So when you get in touch with your number now, where do you feel you're at?
Between a 1 and a 2.
Yeah. And so what we're going to do is we're going to strengthen your perception around this, because nothing you are doing right now is a waste. Everything that you're doing right now is part of this new program that you're building. And we're just going to make an affirmation for you that that's what you're doing.
Okay. Yeah. And I've the some of the smaller groups I teach, I have been educating them with energy work and how energy works.
You're very strong to it. You're very strong to it. And I find for myself that when I dance and correct energy and I'm shifting while I dance, or I'm moving, or I'm like walking or swimming or whatever, that that movement even speeds things up even more. So I want to thank you for calling in. It was a pleasure to have you at the seminar. We had so much fun.
Thanks, Colette. Have a great day.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Lots of love to you.
Thanks. You too. Bye.
Okay. Carter, do we have time for one more caller, do you think?
Yep. We have Verna from BC. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Verna.
Oh, hi.
Is this the My Beautiful Verna?
Yes, come ahead.
I have to say, Verna is Rhonda's mom. And I have to say right here, I'm going to show Rhonda made this beautiful, beautiful bag for me to put my cards in. And I just love it. It's handcrafted with total love. And I just want to say that's your daughter. So I thought I might plug her. So what can we do for you today, Verna? We don't have a whole lot of time left, but we'll see what we can do quickly here.
Okay. Well, my health hasn't been that great since I moved into this apartment. It's the seniors. Mm-hmm. And actually, Rhonda just did a smudge on it. And I do feel better, but it's still like...
Okay. I'm gonna get a number from you, 0 to 10, 10 being, because you understand this, 10 being like the worst and 0 being like neutral. Where do you feel you're at now?
Probably about half.
Okay. Half. See, everybody's about half and half right now. It's really interesting. Yeah. There's a 50-50 feeling to everything, right? And I've been noticing this with a lot of people. So first and foremost, what's coming up is, what is your age?
I'm 84. 84, is it, or 82? I don't know.
You're like me. I never know my age. I don't want to. So I'm just strengthening you. What's happened is you are resonating with old people and you're not old.
Right.
That's all it is. So when you get in touch with that, like, and it's kind of like, when I test your energy, you're about 25 years younger than everybody else there.
I know.
Yeah. So this is important for you to recognize, to have very, I'm French, I talk with my hands, to have very strong boundaries here in the authentic self triad. The authentic self triad is your body, soul, and spirit. And what's coming up is a lot of the people that were at that, are at that home.
Yeah.
They are resonating with death and dying, and you know, that's that transition card again, right? And I also have, this is the another card I chose that just I got now, and this is intent. Okay. This is actually my pet card, but quite often it'll come up when someone feels that they have to let go of an animal or let go of someone. And this is just the energy in your building. Not to do with you personally. We only have a couple minutes left here, so I want to really strengthen this for you, that your body, soul, and spirit is super strong, that you're going to have super strong boundaries here from external forces coming in, and that your internal forces are going to be very strong, and you're going to resonate to your actual age, which is more like around 60.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're just going to get you strong to that. Now, when you get in touch with that, how does that feel now?
Yeah, it does feel good.
Yeah, so we're just going to strengthen you to this. We're pretty much running out of time here, so we're going to, you know, and so there's other callers that were, I'm not apologizing because I don't, I tested myself years ago. That I was saying, because I'm Canadian, I'm assuming, that I was saying I'm sorry up to 25 times a day. So now if I apologize and I'm really not sorry, I let people know. No. It's not that I'm sorry.
You
but we've run out of time. Right. We run out of time on the show. But I want to thank you so much for calling in. And I want to, and anyone who wants to connect with me, you can reach me at info@thetruthisfunny.com. I love to hear back from you about the all the energetic shifts that take place. And we'll be back on Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. I want to thank Carter. Thank you for empowering me in this way and being so patient with my technology, et cetera. And to all the people out there listening or watching. And also to the beautiful, brave souls that called in today. It's always energetically, it's a beautiful collaboration for everyone. Thank you, Dr. Pat, for giving us all this opportunity. We'll be back next Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth Is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.